By a show of hands, how many of you, when you grew up, had a mom who, when you were having somebody over to house, made you frantically clean up the house? Raise them high. Be proud. I'm one of you. Okay. How many of you grew up with a mom who would just say, come on over, who really didn't care what the house looked like? Raise your hands. Nice and high. Be proud. Yeah. You see, I grew up in the former, and for years, Mom would say, come on over, but then we got to work. In fact, it wasn't until a couple years ago that I would stop doing that. It would get so bad that I would actually clean house while guests were there. Crazy, isn't it? Both actually are acts of hospitality. Both moms have merit. The first mom wants people to feel comfortable and wants them to have the best experience of their home and their hospitality. The second mom wants the guests to feel always welcome, to not feel like an outsider, but to be part of the family. Both are acts of hospitality. You see, how we receive someone into our home is an act of hospitality and says a lot about who we are and what we value. And this is certainly true in the gospel today as well. For example, how the woman received Jesus. She washed his feet with her tears, dried them with her hair, and anointed them. Now, washing feet was a common act in their time. Remember, they didn't have fancy shoes like we have today. They would have gone barefoot or at best had sandals, and so after traveling to somebody's house, you would often have sore, tired, and dirty feet. And so it was common to at least offer a bowl to wash your feet in when you arrived. Simon didn't do this. So this woman comes up to Jesus and bathes them with her tears, a beautiful gift. But not only that, but she anoints them. Now, it was common in the Jewish culture to anoint a priest, prophet, or a king on the head, to put ointment on a wound. But here's this woman putting ointment on his feet. You see, what she does is a lavish gift of hospitality. She goes over the top. She gives from her need. And Jesus' response to her is also lavish. It's over the top. It says, your sins are forgiven. True act of hospitality is a lavish gift of ourselves. A lavish gift of ourselves. And then there's Simon. Simon complains because he's associating with a sinful woman, a prostitute. And Simon's hospitality is both conditional and duplicitous. It's conditional because he offers hospitality because he thinks Jesus might bless him somehow. That this famous prophet is dining at his table. You see, for Simon, it's more about what Jesus can do for him than what he can do for Jesus. And for him, hospitality is about gaining something. You can offer hospitality to one person because you stand to benefit from it. Or not offer it to another because you can't benefit from it. We often fall into that same trap. He is also duplicitous. He criticizes the hospitality that the woman is offering Jesus while not offering it himself. And a lot of us fall into that same trap too. We're perfectly willing to sit around and gossip and criticize how something's done without lifting a finger to do it ourselves. We probably have all complained about our presidential candidates this year. Both of them. And yet how many of us are really involved in politics, are really involved in voting, getting people to vote? Yet we're perfectly happy to complain about it. How many of us complain about how money's spent in the parish? And yet we don't lift a finger to help out when we have days of physical labor. You see, a true act of hospitality is both unconditional and not critical of what we ourselves are unwilling to do. It's not self-seeking. I went to dinner the other night with a couple from our parish, and we had a great time, got to know them. I'd never really gotten to know them, which is why I invited them out to dinner. And we got through our meal, and the wife says, "Okay, so what do you want to talk about, Father?" And I said, "Well, nothing." And she's like, "Come on, what do you want to talk about?" I'm like, "I wanted to take you out to dinner and get to know you better." And she really, honestly, until her husband convinced her, could not believe that somebody would just offer hospitality. She thought, "I wanted something." Hospitality is not self-seeking. It is unconditional and not critical of what we ourselves are unwilling to do. Now, there's another group of people in today's gospel, but they are silent. They are the people who never offered hospitality to Jesus, who never invited him over to their house. They are the people who never welcomed Jesus into their home. Do you? Now, you may have a crucifix up in your home. The name of Jesus may be welcomed in your home. But is that all? Remember the words of Jesus, "Whatever you do for the least ones of these, you do for me. Whatever you don't do for them, you did not do for me." So are the homeless welcome in your home? Are fornicators welcome in your home? Which is a very different thing from fornication being welcome in your home. Is the family member who hurt you so many years ago given the same hospitality and made to feel just as welcome as Jesus would? You see, a true act of hospitality not only welcomes Jesus, but anyone who Jesus sends us. Last week at 10:30 Mass, we had a gentleman come in and he passed out in the pew back there. Some of you may have been here. We tried to wake him up after Mass and he wouldn't wake. He was alive, but he wouldn't wake. So decided, you know what, whatever he's got going on, we'll let him sleep it off, come back and check on him later. I came back probably a good 8 hours later. He was still here. Said he was homeless. Showed me his feet. His skin was falling off, literally. He stunk. He asked me, "Father, do you have a place where I could at least get cleaned up?" And probably like many of us, I'm thinking, "Well, I do have a shower, but I really don't want you in it." Not an act of hospitality. Concerned more about myself than about him. And sure, I got him a hotel room for a couple nights. You could say it was hospitable, but it was no skin off my back. True hospitality not only welcomes Jesus, but whoever Jesus sends us. Many of you know that the first pillar of stewardship is hospitality. And we've talked a lot in the past years about how stewardship is simply living the gospel. In other words, if we don't know how to be hospitable, then we don't know how to be Christian. Who are you in today's gospel? Are you like the woman who acknowledges her sin and lavishly pours out her hospitality so that God can pour out his on her? Are you like the Pharisee who will give hospitality, but only if it benefits you or if it's no skin off your back? Who offers it to some and not to others, or who sits back and criticizes what someone else does? Or have you never really offered true and genuine hospitality? If we want to be followers of Jesus Christ, then we must have a genuine and true gift of hospitality. A lavish gift. A gift not focused on us, but on others. And a gift to the least among us.